Well, it is time for the talkback segment of the Tuesday morning show. We're very excited because we've got a classroom.
Yes, yes. Hill City has rejoined us now that they are back in session. Matt Aleva down there has gotten his students out and started their phenology right away. And we're going to go down and visit Matt in a week or two and talk with his classes a little bit outside and encourage them to continue their phenology. We also heard from the new stocks. And, of course, Ed, what would a Tuesday morning be? Well, last Tuesday is an example of what happens when Ed doesn't call. But Ed called from Deerwood, and Ed said that in Deerwood, he on the 11th, he saw his last hummingbirds, and there were a lot of them. And then after the 11th, gone. So I went into my records and did a little bit of math, and it turns out that the average date for the last sighting of hummingbirds is the 19th of September. Now, if you take out 2008, 2010, and 2017, that number drops significantly because in those cases, you're looking at, how many times does 17 go into 27? One with a remainder of 10, 100 is be about the 17th. But those three, the in 2008, last hummingbird sighted on the 10th or the 18th of October, in 2010, the 3rd of October, and in 2008, or 2017, on the 8th of October. And those sightings, none of them were by me. All of them came from you, the listeners. So there's always a straggler that kind of comes through late in the year and is kind of skewing the number toward the latter part of the season. But typically, I figure the 16th or 17th is about the last day that I, on average, see my last hummingbird. Now, I saw hummingbirds on the 13th, but I didn't see any yesterday on the 14th. So my charge to all of you, students and otherwise, is to keep track of the hummingbirds. And when you see your last one, mark it down or send it along and let me know that yesterday was your last hummingbird. So like to hear from you on that one.